USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Justice Department on Thursday charged four Belarusian government officials with conspiracy to commit aircraft piracy as part of an operation to arrest a dissident Belarusian journalist. The Belarusian opposition on The Guardian said the journalist was coerced to appear in a video broadcast on state TV.
We shouldn't believe any of the words of these people, including Roman Protasevich, because you have to understand how these words are forced to say.
Prosecutors say the officials fabricated a bomb threat aboard a Ryanair flight carrying the journalist Roman Protasevich last May. As the Biden administration is regarding Russian escalation in Ukraine as almost a foregone conclusion, it should be noted the Russians are still at the table, and Vladimir Putin may be seeking concessions from the West rather than a military confrontation with their neighbor. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As some people point to the Uyghurs' plight in China as blatant human rights abuses, rewarding China with an Olympics that allows such atrocities within their borders may not be the best message. Or the Chinese cover-up of the pandemic that has destroyed the lives of millions around the world might be another reason for a thumbs down to the Olympics. Not to worry, as the U.S. Olympic team will be in the communist nation in full force next month.
With the Winter Olympics getting ready to start in about 2 weeks, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says President Biden isn't worried about the athletes going to China.
We work closely with the U.S. Olympic Committee. The athletes are going. The president's looking forward to cheering. I'm a bit Olympic obsessed myself, and I'm looking forward to cheering for them as well from home.
She made the comments on Fox. Officials are advising American athletes, though, to leave their personal electronics at home and use burner phones to avoid being tracked by the Chinese government. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
We are USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
President Biden continued to divide political parties when addressing the American people on Wednesday. He specifically called out Republican Senator and Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
The fundamental question is, what's Mitch for? Mitch has been very clear. He'd do anything to prevent Biden from being a success. I've had five Republican senators who've told me that they agree with whatever I'm talking about for them to do. But Joe, if I do it, I'm going to defeat him in the primary.
The senator on Fox News with his reply.
Well, my good friend, the president, got it wrong once again. I helped him pass a bipartisan infrastructure bill. I supported in the Senate a bill to deal with China and the computer chip shortage. If the president starts acting like a moderate, like he campaigned, we can do business. The reason we've not been speaking recently this year is because he adopted the Bernie Sanders prescription for America. He did that even though he got no mandate for it, a 50-50 Senate and a couple of seat majority in the House, and they couldn't get it through. And the reason they couldn't get it through, the American people are not for all of this. They thought they were electing a moderate. If the president wants to reinvent himself and come back to the middle, we have things to talk about that we can work on together.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.